All right. So could you tell me a little bit about this this program that you guys have going on?
Absolutely. So the Pontiac Day Center is a branch of the CISO, and we're a mobile program offering therapeutic activities to seniors throughout the Pontiac that are in loss of autonomy.
Okay. So you explain a little bit about how the program came to be originally and how it's sort of being carried out in the region as well?
Sure. So the program's been around the Pontiac since actually 1989, but we're realizing as time goes on that it's less and less known to the population, and so we really want to let people know that we're still here and we're still offering services to the seniors. And basically, all of our activities are have a therapeutic goal, and so anybody who's living a loss of autonomy, and so basically to explain that a little bit, is anybody who's having changes in their capacities or their conditions as they age. It could be following a diagnosis or a fall or just even natural aging. Anybody who's living a loss of autonomy that are still at home and want to stay at home, the Pontiac Day Center is there to support them by offering activities and stimulations and a whole day for them to come and be with us and be with other seniors that are actually living the same things and really go and maintain those skills and challenge them and stimulate them.
And so what kind of activities are we talking about here?
So every day we try to allow time for them to do exercises, both cognitive and physical. We stimulate their memory, stimulate their creative skills, and we offer information sessions that go to promote healthy living, but also to prevent the dangers. So prevention of falls, preventions of fires at home, fraud prevention, which seems to be more and more common in the senior world, especially with vulnerable clientele. So we really talk about those things. We make our information sessions interactive. We allow them to ask questions, and we also ask them what they want to know about, what their needs are. And that's the best way for us to reach their needs, is just by talking to them and communicating with them.
And so how does one go about signing up for this process here?
Well, in a perfect world, everybody could attend, but that's not necessarily the case for the day center. So you have to go through a health professional. So to be a part of the day center, you have to be experiencing some type of loss of autonomy. So that means that a referral from either a social worker or a family doctor would come. But if somebody doesn't already have a social worker or doesn't have a family doctor, they can always dial 811 and choose option 2 and discuss with them, and they'll be paired with a social worker who will then do an assessment to see if they meet the criteria to come to the day center. And then we'll integrate them. And again, it's a group setting, but we always try to meet individual goals. So once they start coming to the day center, the team, who is an educator, myself, a leisure technician, and a personal support worker, will meet with them, really look at why they're coming, what their needs are, and then really try to meet those needs with certain objectives. So even though all of our activities have sort of a leisure, fun feel to them, they all have an objective behind them.
Interesting. Is there a limit on the number of people you can have per session here? Or?
Well, before COVID, I guess I could say that most groups were about 15 people, but now we have some restrictions because of social distancing and space and stuff like that. But again, the number of people in the groups are always going to fall back to see on what the needs of the group are, because everybody that's coming has different needs and different capacities. And so sometimes the groups will be smaller because the needs are heavier in a certain group. So it just really depends. There's no set number.
And so these groups, they operate out of the CAP there in Shawville, or are you doing it at other locations as well?
We're a mobile service, so we're just getting back started from COVID. But before COVID, we had groups in Bryson, Luskville, Shawville, Fort Kalunge, and Chapel. Right now, we're going to be offering our services in those same places. We're just a little slower to get going because of the COVID restrictions, but we are on our way to opening up in all of our centers. So we encourage people to ask those questions, to get referrals from their healthcare professionals. So make the call to 811, because even though we're not open right this minute, it's coming.
Awesome. You were pretty thorough there, but I'll give you the last word if you have anything else you want to add there.
The only thing that I would say is that sometimes we have a hard time identifying ourselves with somebody who's in loss of autonomy. And if you think that you might be, you're not sure, we do encourage you to give us a call and we can have that conversation with you. We're easily reachable at 819-647-3851 at extension 3248. And again, that we're a branch from the CISO, all of our activities are going to be done with the utmost security, adapting our activities to safety. We're going to be discreet and confidential, and we really encourage people of the Pontiac, if they know somebody who needs it or they think they might need it themselves, we're always here for them. Our goal, as the same as the goal of the home care department of the CISO, is to allow people to stay in their homes as long as possible. And so I think if we're all working towards that same goal, we just want to get people to stay in their home environment as long as they can.